of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. Or if a soul touch any unclean thing, whether it be a carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touch the uncleanness of man, whatsoever uncleanness it be, that a man shall be defiled withal, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of the blood thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man, or any unclean beast, or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which pertain unto the Lord, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Of their flesh shall he not eat, and their carcass shall he not touch. They are unclean to you. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever doth touch them, when they be dead, shall be unclean until the even. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary, until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it. But they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, We have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. And the king said, Whosoever saith aught unto thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee, and Abishai, and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise, but the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place, saying, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord against all mine evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood, so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, Depart ye, it is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there. If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. And he said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers! For ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart.